All right, let's read on the outline. The title of the message today is called Dare to Believe. The Spirit of God dares us to believe Him for something bigger and better. The Spirit of God dares us to believe in the midst of circumstances that are bigger than us. God dares us to believe in the end times, the things that Dan talks about every time he's up here. Without further ado, Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34. Now there was a certain woman that Rebecca played who had a flow of blood for a little while. I don't know about you, but 12 years is a long time to not know whether you're going to live or die. And had suffered many things from many physicians. She spent all that she had, the bank account at Pinnacle Bank or Cornerstone or wherever she banked at, the First Bank of Jerusalem, her bank account was zero. She had spent all that she had and didn't get any better, but got worse. Verse 27, when she heard, how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and having heard about Jesus. She came behind him in the crowd and touched, everyone say touched his garment. For she said, if I may only touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Let the Spirit of faith rise up on the inside of everybody here. Immediately the fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out from him, and he turned to the crowd and said, power came out of me. No. He says, who touched? We'll get back to that important theme there. But the disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? See the repetition? And he looked around to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. This woman was disqualified. I did some searching and found some things that I've never heard this before. But the first point of this message was, of two main points, even though there's more over there, is that this woman was disqualified. It's in your outline here. Read the next thing with me. According to the Jewish ideas of the time, if this woman touched anyone, she made him or her ceremonially unclean. And this uncleanness did not allow them to take part in any aspect of Israel's worship. Don't you dare ever let the devil take your worship away. You stand for it. If you have to do it and die worshiping, it's better than giving it up. And by this very law of her people, she was divorced from her husband. She couldn't live in her own home. She was ostracized from society. She couldn't come in contact with her old friends. She was excommunicated from services in the synagogue and thus shut out from the woman's courts in the temple. Now, I don't know about you. I've read this verse over many times, but I've never had that type of teaching on what she didn't have. She was literally stripped of everything a human being could be in that society. She was stripped. So, when she heard about Jesus, What did she hear about Jesus? He healed the lepers. He healed blindness. The lame walked. The dead came to life. Lazarus, come forth! When she heard about Jesus, she had two choices. One, she could stay in her disqualified state. Or two, she could rise out of that and overcome. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. And she said, if I only touch his clothes. It doesn't say, if I only go up and beg him, if I only go up and weep all over him, or if I only go up and say, wah, call the ambulance. If I only tell him how many disqualifications I'm living in, I am absolutely, completely stripped of every humanity thing, humane thing in Israel. No. If I just touch him. Now I'm going to make a statement, and I want this to go down deep in your spirit. Touches have a voice. Touches have a voice. Because when Jesus turned around, he didn't say, whoa. No, he said, who touched me? Who touched me? And that touch was the voice of freedom in this woman's life. Now, I'm going to share this story, and I'll do the best I can to get through it. I was at my desk yesterday reading this. And the Lord took me back to 6 months ago when I was in the hospital and I flatlined for 2 minutes. Mary was there, the entire floor of the hospital, every worker in the medical field came to my room. And the Lord told me, every touch that touched you cried out, come back, come back. You're healed. You're strong. You're not going to die. You're going to live. Every touch screamed out at that moment in time in that hospital room. Touch has a voice. Touch has a voice. Never heard this before. Touch has a voice. When you touch somebody and say, you're healed in Jesus' name, that touch will cry out, you're healed in Jesus' name. If you have a touch and somebody says, you're going to walk in victory, then you're going to walk in the victory because the touch will remind you of that. It has a voice. When we lay hands on people, they have a voice. When God says, you're healed, you are healed. And we need to listen to that voice. And we need to bask in that voice. And we need to be grateful for that voice. Do you think this woman was a little bit grateful for that touch? The voice of the touch of healing? Who touched me? That healing virtue that flowed out of Jesus at that time. Yeah. So what voice are you going to listen to? The voice of the touch of the Lord? Or are you going to listen to the devil's? Yeah. So faith comes by hearing. And hearing. And hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Dan gets up here every week, puts faith out. Believe for the best. Believe for the best. I don't care if the whole world, well, I do, but where the world's going, but I care about believe for the best. Believe for the best. And 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says that our faith needs to grow exceedingly. There's three verbs that are attached to faith here. Faith comes, faith grows, and faith speaks. Faith comes, faith grows, and faith speaks. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith grows exceedingly because your faith grows exceedingly and the love of every one of you all abounds towards one another. And then faith speaks. in 2 Corinthians 4:13. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed. I believe. I believed. I believed the word. And therefore I spoke. We believe, and therefore we speak. Always take an inventory of the words that come out your mouth, especially in trying times. Boy, come on. There's times you just got to stink and repent and go on. Amen? It happens. Faith comes, faith grows, and faith speaks because of the touch. Because the touch speaks of great things. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's stand. And His word disarms the disqualifications. There's people that will tell Ron and Mary Ann, you're too old to go mission trips. And I'm just going to say to hell with those words. And the people say that you've got a memory that's not going to go away. To hell with that bad memory. Amen. That's where it belongs. It belongs in the pit where it starts. Yeah, that's right. Because you have the mind of Christ. And there is no Parkinson's in Christ's mind. Yeah. And he strengthens the weak backs. Mark's back is going to be healed in Jesus' name. He strengthens it. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. He strengthens the weak. And he fills us with his goodness. Psalm 27, verse 13 says, my heart would have fainted unless, there's a qualification, my heart would have fainted unless, everyone say unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Are we in the land of the living? I think so. So we're going to see his goodness come to pass. The world's going to hell in a handbasket, but we are going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Now, Father, I pray for victory for each and every one here. Lord, we pray, God, that this would be a massive season of miracles, not only for us personally, but for those who we pray for. That touch, Father. And let those touches, when we pray for people, speak loudly of the power of God in their lives. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' precious name.